On our reality check segment, we check in with Honolulu Civil Beat's Aaron Parakini, who is based on the Garden Isle. He has the results of a survey on Kauai's small businesses. Good morning, Alan.
Hi, Catherine.
So your headline is Hanging by a Thread.
Yes. Well, I was expecting, I knew this survey was being conducted. For one thing, I'm a member of the Kauai Chamber of Commerce, so I actually filled it out for my own furniture-making business. But I would have imagined that a typical Chamber of Commerce audience would question whether the government interventions and prevention steps that have been taken are unacceptably painful to business. Instead, we find that, and it's a good response rate, 129 out of 406 businesses responded, but almost 70% of the business owners and managers support the interventions that have gone on. I think that's it was to me a surprising statistic. And I also was alarmed that almost 40% of them say that unless tourism recovers, they'll be out of business within 6 months. So knowing they may be driven out of business by this pandemic, they still say government interventions have been a good idea. That, to me, was astonishing.
Yeah, here on Oahu, we're seeing everybody, you know, pointing fingers, you know, why us? You know, shut those guys down instead. But it's, yeah, interesting to see that point of view there on Kauai.
What it doesn't address, obviously, is these folks are owners and managers. So they are speaking for themselves on behalf of their businesses. We don't know anything about how the employees of those businesses feel. And those are people who are out of work, may be out of work for quite some time, are struggling with unemployment, struggling to keep their heads above water. So how the employees, and we don't have a good number, how many workers this survey represents, but how the employees feel is unknown. But there are an awful lot of businesses on Kauai that are family-owned, mom-and-pop operations. They're represented along with larger businesses in this sample. Some organizations that you would expect to say the government has acted too harshly and not let up in time don't. So I think it's really a surprising finding.
So what did the chamber think of this?
They were surprised, too. I talked to Mark Perriello, the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, and he said that after they started passing the numbers around, there was pretty broad consensus that they were surprised, and he said that he himself was surprised. And as did at least one chamber board member I talked to. So I don't think anybody saw this coming. I think it's laudable that Kauai businesses feel this way. It's encouraging that they have a perspective that is longer term than simply their immediate 48-hour profit and loss. I was reading a couple of medical journal articles a couple days ago before this ran, and it turns out that nationwide, localities that implemented harsh lockdown standards and did it early end up, this is after the 1917 to 1919 flu, the cities that locked down hard early did better economically after the epidemic passed. And I think that's a point of enormous importance, and it seems like it's what Kauai business owners are banking on.
Well, I guess, you know, you look at these numbers and you think, yeah, they are concerned about the health aspect. You know, yes, the bottom line, you know, of their budgets, right, of whether you're going to, you know, make it through the year, but public health is up there for them.
Public health is certainly up there, and I think it's a statement of consensus with what government has done. And as you know, we've approached this a little bit differently over here with Mayor Derek Kawakami. We had a lockdown pretty early. We had a curfew. I think it was the only one in the state for quite some time. and the Kauai Police Department and the National Guard really took this seriously. And so I think that if you look at why the business owners support the kind of intervention we've had, that intervention has been even-handed. It was started early, and it was comprehensive. And I think people appreciate that.
Well, we certainly have learned a lot from Kauai during these COVID times. And this is an interesting insight into their psyche. But thank you so much, Alan.
Okay.
That was Alan Perichini with today's Reality Check. You can read his story online at civilbeat.org.